Part 1b. In this part, you will hear 10 short passages. Each passage will be followed by one question. For each question, you will have 10 seconds to choose the best answer and mark your answer on your answer sheet. The passages and questions will be played only once. Now, let's begin. Number 11. Thank you for considering Ridgemont University. Although we are not a large university, we are an established institution with a 150-year history. But our history is not the only thing we're proud of. We offer the ideal environment for furthering your education. And because of our small classes, we offer the personal attention you need to become innovators in the business field. We look forward to your visit to the campus in the first week of March. Question. What does the speaker say the university hopes students will do in the future? Number 12.
Residential areas that have a lot of concrete and pavement can create urban heat islands. Pavement absorbs more heat than the natural ground, making these paved residential areas hotter than surrounding areas. Trees and other plants cool the air by releasing water into the atmosphere. However, when inhabitants fail to see the importance of sufficient greenery, the ground stays heated all day and night. Furthermore, humans living in these areas produce added heat by driving cars and doing other daily activities.
Question. What mistake is being made that leads to urban heat islands? Number 13.
The 2014 Open Doors Report on International Educational Exchange shows that the number of international students in the United States rose to a record high of 886,052. The number has increased steadily for 8 years, meaning that the U.S. keeps growing in popularity for higher education. There are now 72% more international students studying in the U.S. than in 2000. Despite the increase, international students still only make up about 4% of students in higher education in the country.
Question. What evidence indicates that the U.S. will continue to grow in popularity with international students? Number 14.
A local business is sponsoring a study abroad program for students studying Spanish. Students will have the opportunity to study at partner universities in Mexico, Guatemala, Puerto Rico, or Panama. Priority is given to students who are majoring or minoring in Spanish, but students currently enrolled in a Spanish class will also be considered. To apply for the program, students must submit their school records to be reviewed by a team of Spanish professors at our school.
Question. What kind of student has the most chance of being accepted for the study abroad program? Number 15. Thank you all for coming and welcome to Economics 301. My name is Jeff Standen, and I'm the professor. My office is located down the hall in room 114, and my office hours are posted on the door. I'll make this course as interesting as possible if you follow 2 rules. I'll start all lessons on time, so don't be late. Also, I'm open to giving extensions in certain cases, but I won't accept any late projects. If you have any questions, please see me after class. Question. What does the professor expect all students to do? Number 16.
Greenfield University is pleased to announce that our aircraft study group placed first in this year's International Bird Competition. This is an annual competition where participants build human-powered aircraft. They then see how far they can travel in their aircraft by jumping off a jetty over water. This event is an excellent opportunity for creative students to expand their engineering skills. Anyone interested in participating in the next competition should contact the engineering department.
Question: What is true about the competition? Number 17. Angels for Autism is a project of the Jack Fanning Memorial Foundation. Angels for Autism provides support and resources to autistic people and their families. The Jack Fanning Memorial Foundation was created in memory of Jack Fanning, a heroic New York firefighter who died in the 9/11 terrorist attacks. According to his wife, Maureen, one of Jack's lifelong wishes was to build a home for autistic kids. This dream was inspired by two of Jack's children, Sean and Patrick, who are severely autistic. Now, Angels for Autism is helping to keep Jack's dream alive. Question: Why did Jack Fanning have an interest in helping autistic people? Number 18.
Information about recent college graduates' career pathways has been revealed in a new survey. According to data collected from 458 top universities, the most common first job graduates take is in education. This is not limited to just teaching, but it also includes jobs like school administration and students who continue on to postgraduate study. Researchers suggested that this is due to an uncertain job market, which leads graduates to stick with what they know, in this case, education.
Question: What is true about a majority of recent graduates working in the education field? Number 19.
Important notice for all students. The university's administration has recently been notified of several cases of students attempting to access the personal information of other students through the school website. Please be aware that this kind of activity is illegal under the Data Protection Act. Any student caught trying to log into the school website using another student's ID number and password will face disciplinary action and risks serious consequences such as fines or expulsion.
Question: What could happen to students if they try to enter the school website using another student's information? Number 20.
The giant panda is a member of the bear family, found only in the mountains of central China. There are thought to be around 1,500 pandas remaining in the wild and about 300 in captivity, which means it is classified as endangered. The primary cause of the panda's decline is the erosion of its habitat due to the clearing of mountains for cultivation. They are also known for being poor breeders, a fact that is also contributing to the decline.
Question: What is the major reason for the dwindling giant panda population?